Blog Talk Radio.
Niggas be nervous on the mic. I'm real comfortable. Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Made my weed explode. All my bitches go up. Where you from? So what? All y'all niggas so tough. All you niggas so broke. All my niggas so up. California soda. And I'm still a owner. And I'm on my shit. Smelling my aroma. Fuck you niggas, watch this. Brody with no toxic. Oops, I mean no TikTok. Yeah, that rolls up no pit stop. Every time my shit drop. Never mind my title, I'm the up and coming Michael. All I got is ice on, skinny as a rifle. Still my pocket fat, nigga, big sleeves and lipo. Pulling them drop coats, popping them V12. Went from them mixtapes, shut down retail. Switching my line, nigga, she hitting my Twitter phone. Niggas just sprung on play, me I'm just paying those. Built my foundation strong, now I look like the boss. Even good niggas hate you, fuck you, I kill you all. Sipping that lean, huh? But niggas not trill at all. Niggas is playing with me like sushi ain't really raw. Like guns don't really kill. Like bullets ain't really hot. Like I ain't a fucking fool. 2020 pop. He said hit him up. They said shut down. I been going hard. Ain't no stopping now. Pull up and drop coats. Hopped in them big 12s. Went from them mixtapes. Shut down retail. Switching my line, nigga. She hitting my Twitter phone. Niggas just sprung on pussy. Me, I'm just paying those. I can't see the ceiling. Y'all can't see the reason. I keep killing niggas, but I can't leave them breathing. Bro said, do it to him. I'm going to do it to him. See these brick walls. I keep on going to him. They can't stop it, nigga. This my profit, nigga. It's my real sweat. Y'all ain't kill shit, but if you a real nigga, had to do real shit. Come from a real struggle. Hustle and deal shit. Promise you feel less. Know that you feel less. All of my real blood. All of my real crips. Doing our thing for you. Shout out that real bitch. Hop on them planes, nigga. Taking them field trips. Pull up and drop coats. Hopped in them big 12s. Went from them mixtapes. Shut down retail. Switching my line, nigga. She hitting my Twitter phone. Niggas just sprung on pussy. Me, I'm just paying those. No excuse for my failures. My success, no apologies. All that I owe, absolute honesty. Keep it 100. But that's what they all say. Pull up and drop coats. Hopped in them big 12s. Went from them mixtapes. Shut down retail. Switching my line, nigga. She hitting my Twitter phone. Niggas just sprung on pussy. Me, I'm just paying those.
It must be a Leo party tonight, because I'm going to tell you why. We broadcasting out of Lagos, Nigeria, y'all. Of course, this is a product of the one and only. What more can I say? Dame and Network. And, of course, it is the dynamic and energetic Mercini in your area, y'all. You know what time it is, right? 516-453-9133. All you're going to do is just press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by the Boys Looking Glass Entertainment. Of course, the reason why I say it's a Leo night, we're celebrating the great Nipsey Hussle, you know, Laura London's cousin, who passed away in 2019. He was murdered in front of his shot marathon on Crenshaw Avenue in Slauson, in the Crenshaw District. What a big loss to hip-hop. We're going to introduce, of course, my steady co-host, Miss Sharice Lee Killer B. What's going on tonight?
Hey, I'm doing well. Everything's going good. How about with you?
Chilling out. You know what I mean? This is the other Leo, you know, representing Nipsey Hussle. And, of course, we have a special co-host tonight, and he's the third Leo celebrating, you know, Nipsey Hussle, of course, you know, being, you know, going on to be with his maker. But he's going to talk about these songs tonight. And, you know, of course, Sharice will give a little commentary after Will says his thing. Big Will Holmes, man. You know your brother O loves you. What's happening, bro?
What's going on, brother O?
Talk to us.
Now I'm just sitting here chilling and enjoying the show, man. You know, Doc Coop, it's a great song.
Yeah, well, how you feel about Drop Proof, man? What was your, what's your opinion on that, man? You know, and of course, say hi to Sharif Lee before you go ahead and do that.
How you doing, Miss Sharif?
Yes, hello. How are you, my brother? Nice meeting you.
I'm all right. Nice meeting you, too.
Talk about that Drop Proofs.
Man, I put it like this. He was speaking his truth in that song, I feel like, you know. He went from the mixtapes to selling out in retail, and he was speaking his truth. Like I feel like he speak his truth in all his songs. But you know, that was just one point in his life that he, you know, I feel like he just, you know, told the truth. You know, like he did what he said he did in those song, in that song. You know, he started selling his first mixtape out the trunk of his car on Crenshaw and Slauson. Then he went from selling them out the back of his trunk of his car to having his own maritime store on Crenshaw and Slauson, selling out in retail, you know.
Wow. Sharif Lee, how you feel about what Brother Will just said about the song Drop Coupe that you just heard, and your opinion on it?
Well, I think, you know, it is. I think there was a well, you know, said interpretation of what the brother was talking about. In that song that I heard, because, you know, I'm not real up on, like, the new songs and things of that nature, but what I got out of it, that, you know, he spoke about where he was from, you know, Los Angeles, and basically he's been through a lot. And by him going through a lot, he's, you know, worked hard, and he worked hard to build himself up. And right now he's achieving all of his goals, and he's paying, you know, he's paying his debt back. And, like, I know, like, the N-word, a lot of the rappers use in their, you know, to express themselves. And some people say it's bad. But I always try to listen and turn things around, like, to turn something that sounds bad into something good. So when I hear the N-word, I think of the word Naga, N-A-G-A. So, like, when they say the N-word, I think of the, I think Naga comes from the Asian tradition or the Asian culture. And when a person uses the term Naga, they're giving you, they're speaking highly of you, as far as basically that you're the god of your situation. So you're the god of what your environment, whatever. So, like, when I hear people say the N-word, I flip it around to myself and think of Naga. So when he used the N-word, I think of Naga, not anything derogatory.
All right, there you go. You know what I'm saying? More information. Now, listen, like I said, call in, y'all. You know what time it is, 516-453-9133. You know what I mean? You know, all you got to do is press 1 to join this conversation tonight. And two different opinions. I love it. Will is a person that loves Nipsey Hussle. And, of course, I remember in our talks and where we, you know, always talk, you know, we ain't going to mention any places, you know what I'm saying, Will? But a lot of times we talk in that place, and we always, you know, we were the first people that really got down with Nipsey. And no one thought Nipsey was cool. Oh, he corny, blah, 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 blah. You know, I'm from California, so, I'm not going down for that. And, you know, of course, Will really, you know, dissects into a lot of different music. And me and both fell in love with Nipsey Hussle, man, before people really knew who he was. And it's a shame that a lot of people didn't know who he was until he died. You know, what's your opinion on that one, Will? I mean, because that's sad. You know, that's fact.
Me personally, to be totally honest with you, like, I have friends who listen to Nipsey Hussle off the strength that they know I love Nipsey Hussle. And it was after he died, but I feel like they only did it because he died, you know. And I'm like, me personally, I feel like that's fake love. But, you know, it is what it is, you know.
Wow. Sharice, we're going to our next track. Now, how you feel about what Will just said?
Okay, well, I agree with him. But also, I believe that that should have been a wake-up call for us as a people to try to pay more attention to, you know, the music and pay attention to people around us as well as the celebrities and try, instead of, like, discriminating or, you know, being closed-minded, but try to open up and learn about the people around us who are trying to express themselves to us so that we can learn more about them.
I love that. Let's go to our next track, y'all. Hustle and motivate, y'all. Let's see, hustle. Right there, y'all. Hustle and motivate. That sounds like me a little bit on this network. You know what I mean, Sharice? You know what I mean? I'm just saying. You know what I mean? I might take that's dedicated to me right there. Thank you, Nip. Before I go ahead, man, Will, man, talk about, man, you the man. You the curator of tonight's show, man. Talk about hustle and motivate, what it means to you, man. Then go right to Sharice.
Well, I'm going to start off by saying hustle and motivate, I feel like that's a very special record just off the strength, like, anybody that loves hip-hop and anybody that know hip hop, I feel like they automatically gonna know that was Jay-Z record first. You know what I'm saying? And that's why that record is so special to me, because like I feel like Jay-Z blessed Nip with that beat, you know? And I feel like Nip did it justice, yo. Like he didn't like trash out on the record. He got the record and he twisted it in his own little way, and he made it. I ain't gonna say he made it better than Jay, but he made it just as good as Jay, I'm gonna say. And that I feel like that makes the record special, you know, because I feel like you could tell that, you could feel the energy that he put into that record. You could just feel that record, and it's a classic beat. First of all, it's just a classic beat. And if you love hip hop, you love that beat. And that's how.
Better believe it, man. Sharice Lee, man, killer beat in the house. How you feel about that?
Yes,
about Nipsey,
yes.
Man, and hustle and motivate.
It was a nice song. I did notice that the music in the background was from Jay-Z's song, back when I was younger, called "It's a Hard Knock Life." So when when you hear the music of "The Hard Knock Life," you can think to yourself, like, you know, how hard it is. But then when you hear him rapping, he's telling you to hustle the right way, and you know, by him hustling the right way, he can pay all his bills, and the sky's the limit. And as I said, hustle the right way. You know, he's been through ups and downs in his life, and you have to always give respect. And whatever script that you have for yourself, you stick to it. And he wasn't doing it for nothing. Maybe it's because he wanted the world to see that the example that he was living, so that the life that you live does not have to be hard, that everyone can hustle their own way. So, you know, that's what I got from the song.
Man, listen, man, you know, hustle and motivate. Mm-hmm. Great, Reese.
That life does not have to be hard.
Man, listen, I love, you know, hustle. And when that cool world, I mean, basically, oh, this is Bill Will Holmes. Big Will Holmes, y'all. Don't get it twisted. And I mean, it ain't the other Will that's on this network. This is Big Will Holmes, who I'm on, you know. And Sharice, you know, it's funny, man. You know, when you have someone like Will that knows the music, man, you know, I think we might have him a little more often on Merc City. How about that? You like that?
Yes, most definitely. He knows his music.
That's it. And, you know, I'm proud of, you know, what we're doing tonight. This is a celebration of our brother, man. You know, Mr. Astakhan, you know what I mean? Nipsey Hussle, man, who passed away in 2019. What a void left in hip-hop music. And we're going to do the music right now. We're going to go right back to it. And I Could Never Lose. I think that's everybody's opinion. Every single host in Only Dynasty. I Could Never Lose, y'all.
I'm gon' give it all, only one shot, so I'm going hard. Everything I got, I'm gon' give it all, cause I can never lose. 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 No. So if you want it, then you gon' have it. If you believe it, then it's gon' happen. And if you take it, you ain't gotta ask. Just if you do it, be the best at it. If you do it, be the best at it. At it. Just if you do it, be the best at it. At it. Just if you do it, be the best at it. At it. Just if you do it, be the best at it. Back to the wall, everything I got,
I'm gonna give it all. Only one shot, so I'm going hard. Everything I got, I'm gonna give it all, cause I can never lose. 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 No. So if you want it, it's gonna happen. If you believe it, then it's gonna happen. And if you take it, you ain't gotta ask it. Just if you do it, be the best at it. At it. Just if you do it, be the best at it. At it. Just if you do it, be the best at it. At it. Just if you do it, be the best at it. At it. Just if you do it, be the best at it. At it. What's the difference between me and you? See me, I got to win, so I can never lose. What's the difference between me and you? I'm number one. What's the difference between me and you? See me, I got to win, so I can never lose. What's the difference between me and you? I'm number one. Proud on the line, back to the wall. Everything I got, I'm gonna give it all. Only one shot, so I'm going hard. Everything I got, I'm gonna give it all, cause I can never lose. I can never lose. I can never lose. I can never lose.
Listen to that there. I can never lose. Big Will Holmes, tell us about that, how that feel to you. How, like I always say, how you feel about that song right there.
Man, I'm gonna tell you, man, that song always gives me good energy. Like, I'm not even gonna lie. It was a while ago, like, I used to wake up and listen to that song every morning. Like, that was one get up song, you know, like, get the day started, you know. I used to wake up, turn that song on, that'd be the get the day started song. Energy right, you know. You just feel amazing, you know. You feel like you can never lose, you know. And that was just like, that's a great song to me. You just took me down memory lane, because I just thought about 2013 when the song came out. I was like, goodness.
Yeah, man. It's funny you said that, because when I was doing Merc City in 2013, man, on the real, McCoy, I said, wow, man, I really fell in love with Nipsey Hussle, man. And I was like, whoa, who's this cat from where I'm, you know, around my way? And he was just, you know, at that time, just doing his thing, just a brother out there, man, you know, exploring his art. And I said, you know what, I like this kid. You know, you always have those kids. He wasn't the Nipsey Hussle that we know today. But, man, I just loved him. And, you know, and at that time, you know, I remember we used to do shows with hosts every single night, okay? And we would grind, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying, really grind. Didn't know what to say. You know what I'm talking about, Will. You were there when I first started, O&E. And I said, man, you know, we was on our grind. And so the point where, like, you know, we were dedicated, man. No one made excuses, man. You know what I mean? Everybody had A1 shows. They wasn't stumbling and diving over their shows. And now, we know, we got host man on here, you know, every month. And we know who's great. So they always get championships. We all know, and then we also know who is always there putting out a great shows. So there's a lot of shows. It's not about the championships also. It's about just the performances. You know what I mean? You're not giving an excuse somehow, I can't do it tonight or can't do this. Because you're not going to be here, man, because, you know, we need people that's not going to lose. You know what I'm saying? Sharice Lee, man, talk about this song, man, and what it means to you, Sharice.
Well, I enjoy this song. Basically, the interpretation that I received from that song is he's giving it one shot, and I'm going to give it with that one shot. That one shot, he's going to give it all that he has. And he's saying, I could never lose, which are affirmations. Like, for instance, the late, great Muhammad Ali. He said, I am the greatest. So that's equivalent to I am the greatest. I will never lose. As he became the greatest, whatever you do, be the best at it. Wow, that was really a motivating piece of art, that song right there. And
it
is a wonderful song to listen to every single morning that you wake up, because the way you start out your morning is how the rest of your day is going to be. So that's a wonderful song to start out with in the morning.
Listen, guys, out of Lagos, Nigeria, of course, we transmit now, home office in America, Roslyn, Pennsylvania. You know what time it is, right? 516-453-9133. Of course, you know what I mean, press one to join the convo. Brought to you by them Boys Looking Glass. Now, listen, you know, to Sharice Lee, now, you know, I got something for her, Big Will. You know, since she went back into the archive right there, right, we talk about how people give homage to the original song. Let's go there, y'all.
It's the hard knock life.
Take the bass line out. Uh-huh. Here we go.
Bam.
Yeah.
Let it bump, though.
listen, I had to do that. I had to do that for Sharice right there, you know what I'm saying, because she went into the archive a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So we get right back to Nipsey Hussle. And, of course, one of my favorite songs right here, you know what I'm saying, as we continue this outstanding dialogue on the life and legacy of the late, great Nipsey Hussle.
Ocean View, small circle, it's a chosen few. I wrote it down and I followed through. I bought a pound and we rode the few. I talk shit, but she know it's true. Ocean views, small circle, it's a chosen few. I wrote it down and I followed through. I bought a pound and we rode the few. I talk shit, but she know it's true. Blessings, bitches in my section. Yeah, with all this money, I'm obsessing. Weapons, turning off y'all extras. Turning off this bullshit direction. Turning up my grind, waking up to more pressure. But it's all in your mind, so I never feel pressure. Know it's all in due time. Now I'm running stacking like Tetris. Hustle hard as my masters, then double back and get extra. Know I fast when I catch it. Yellow bone, white Lexus. All black tan, two white cups, fat gold chain, Sprite Texas. I'm just young and I'm reckless. I'm just on for my section. I'm just out here on top speed with my top down and I'm revving. I don't know about hell, I don't know about heaven. All I know is about right now and this lifestyle is interesting. Ice down in my session, I just write down his confessions. Niggas died and got life around me, I guess that I'm an exception. Bless ocean views, small circle, it's a chosen few. I wrote it down and I followed through. I bought a pound and we rode the few. I talk shit, but she know it's true. Ocean views, small circle, it's a chosen few. I wrote it down and I followed through. I bought a pound and we rode the few. I talk shit, but she know it's true. Look, I'm in these streets with my Cuban on. In my beds with my music on. Old friends like what you been on. Shit, I've been on my grind, I ain't usually home. Focused, I ain't using phones. Lately, I've been using songs. To get my point across, why niggas round me lose it all. But that's your point of toss, I guess I always knew the ball. And as this world revolves, I'm cracking cause I do my job. Look, from fucking hood rats to fucking stars. Spending all cash to sliding cards. It's the definition of living large. Smoking top flight in the biggest cars. Told you roll eight, the shit was ours. Getting this cake, yeah, nigga, then getting more. Look at this world, young nigga, this really yours. Nigga, this really mine. My niggas is really for it. Them buildings is really high. Them cars is really foreign. And all I see is ocean views. Small circle, it's a chosen few. I wrote it down and I followed through. I bought a pound and we rode the few. I talk shit, but she know it's true. Ocean views, small circle, it's a chosen few. I wrote it down and I followed through. I bought a pound and we rode the few. I talk shit, but she know it's true. Yeah, early morning off that flight though. We gon' go hard, then get right, bro. It seems simple, that's not life though. 10 years later, I'm alright though. Look, these niggas act like they don't like y'all. They be mad cause niggas shine bright though. Look, I got a Ruger and a Brico. But I'ma let you pick which way tonight go. I got my dough right, plus the right dough. I mean it's legal, pay taxes to them white folks. My procedure stay cracking till my life glow. And when I die, blue rag around my bright folks. 100,000 in my coffin, that's just light, though. Play a Stevie Wonder song, smoke some flight, bro. Crack a pint of action, pour it in some Sprite, bro. Until that day, I'm walking toward what's in my sight, though. Cause all I see is ocean views. Small circle, it's a chosen few. I wrote it down and I followed through. I bought a pound and we rode the few. I talk shit, but she know it's true.
Ocean views, y'all, right here on these stations. Man, let's see you in your area. You know what time it is, you know what I mean? You know, right here from Lagos, you know what I'm saying, transmitting from Roslyn. Listen. Well, what do you ever say that, man? Big Will of the Holmes family, man, Ocean Views.
Again, man, I actually love that record, actually, because, like, I always loved that record since it first came out in 2016, because, when I first heard it, I automatically loved the beat. And I love, like, what's that, trumpets in the background? I love that. And I just, like, the story that he tell in this record is just, I don't know, I feel it, you know, I can't say too much about it. I just love it. But it's like the third verse is like, he rapped about himself, like Stevie Wonder sung at his funeral, you know, and he said, like, I guess, like he said that, like, he said it in the record. Everything that happened at his funeral happened. And
Well, I got you, man. I got you. And it's rough. It's rough, man. Because losing an icon like that. Let me explain something to all y'all. I'm from the West. Okay? You know, and I rep my community and my state hard. Southern California, SoCal, okay? All the SoCal folks. You know, we have still not recovered from losing Nipsey. Okay? I mean, you're talking about somebody who is right there at the pinnacle. Right there, probably, I've probably been in movies right now, Netflixing. You know what I'm saying? That's how he was on his way, and it was snuffed out. Just like a lot of times in our communities, man, we got kids, man, dying in our communities, man, right now. They don't have to be rappers, man. Be people who try to do things in their life, and sometimes jealousy comes in, and they're snuffed out for no reason. And we have, you know, mothers and fathers crying over their kids, man. You know, just like, you know, Nipsey's mother and father crying at his funeral, man. But he still understood SoCal, and so do I, man. Ocean Views, man. Sharice Lee, man, talk about how, you know, you talk about, you know, that song, you know, how it means to Southern California.
Yes, yes, that was a beautiful piece of, you know, art, rap, poetry. When I hear that song, I think of the same that people used to say in the old times, like in church and stuff like that. You have to have a vision. When you have a vision, you write it down and you make it plain. So, saying that, you have to follow through. He's saying you have to follow through. He follows through with what he writes. And he look at the pressure around him, but he doesn't let it stop what he does. He follows through with his goals. And this world, as he's saying, this world is yours, okay? This world is yours, and the sky's the limit. Because of it, because he's in that mind frame, his finances are right where they're supposed to be. And like I said, this that song is very motivating. So, like, if you have any goals that you may want to set for yourself, you know, that's a good song to play, to listen to.
All right, guys, let's go right into his artistry, man, the song book, man. You know what I'm saying? The body of work, man. One, take, three, y'all.
Like, fuck them all. Sock a nigga, then he quit to get his gun involved. Toss a nigga to work, that nigga running off. Then leave these niggas to starve, they say you uninvolved. I see why niggas get money now, but wonder off. I'm saying I condone it, I'm saying it's fucking hard. Young niggas with inner visions to live in large. Roads of riches and double digits on prison yards. Pitfalls, brick walls, but still I charge at high speed, regardless of what I've seen. Chasing my dream, money coming in I skins. Got the streets in my veins, that's a poisonous IV. Speaking my name, I know they despise me for the status I've obtained in the places I fly free. They hesitate, and this is why I see. Cause before this rap shit, they know them triggers I squeeze. So fuck all you niggas that lies lead. Cause I'm just waiting on the day you choose to try me. Until then, drop bins in the breeze. Out in Vegas in the Phantom like a limo I seen. At the Palm, eating steak, no need for ID. Double shot of Hennessy, me my nigga Robin Heath. Chillin' with some bitches, early 20s, late teens. Curly white, pretty face, fat ass, and for king. Look, we do it at rehab. My aim is to outweigh the painful days we had. Life after the rubber gloves and ski mask. Niggas kill their partners and bring yams to the repad. But still, to this shit, I pledge allegiance. You can get the fade, holla at me if you need that. I left the hood and gave a fuck about the feedback. Cause I was once told that you don't shit where you sleep at. You dumb nigga, this young nigga's on his way up.
World, Chico.
It's about time they pay up. No more small potatoes for all the nights that we stayed up. Hugging them blocks, the bullets busting, they graze us. Run from them cops, they catch up covers and cages. Before they get our laces, post bail, that's outrageous. Then bleed the block for more paper. Man, I'm 10 toes down, I won't ask for no favors.
Listen, I have a special chat right now. A young lady, her name is Scotty, okay, with an I-E, Scotty McFarlane, and she's telling me, you know, welcome back home to Roslyn, you know, transmitting out there, you know, having your United States office back where it should be on the East Coast. We love you. We have special food for you. If you come back, you know, right on McGarrett Street. You know, Scotty, thank you so much. I know about McGarrett Street. Listen, McGarrett Deli and Pub, Roslyn, PA. Yes, I will be there to get my, ready for this, guys? My, y'all call it a hero. It's not a hero. It's a cheesesteak, okay? Cheesesteak, man, with artisan bread, you know what I'm saying? Cooper cheese, you know what I'm saying? Light mayonnaise on the roll, a little bit of ketchup, man. I'll be there, man. I'll be there real soon, probably the weekend. So thank you. Hey, Roslyn, PA, hey, we're back. You know what I'm saying? You know, we still, you know, our company is still out of Lagos, Nigeria. But right now I'm so proud of being, you know, transmitting from, you know, where we started this thing back in 2012, 13, Roslyn, Pennsylvania. Big Will Holmes, right there. Hype up with that song I just played. Man.
That's actually one of my favorite songs because it's off of his Marathon album that came out in 2010. And the Marathon mixtape was the first transition mixtape outside of his gangbang music. So before that you had Bullets Ain't Got No Name 1, 2, and 3, and then the Marathon came, and that, to me, that was the transition into the Nipsey Hussle that we know to now. That was the beginning of, you know, the Nipsey Hussle that we know and love. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. You know what I mean? Sharice Lee, how do you feel about that?
Well, that was a nice song as well. I enjoyed it. I'm glad that, you know, I actually took the time, you know, to listen to it. And it's a message in the song. And what he's trying to say is that he's not trying to be like the other people that are in his circle. And because of that, he's chasing his dream and not trying to be successful the regular traditional way that, you know, success is attained. And the regular way is not the way anymore of for him, of the way of being successful. You know, like I said, that's the traditional way to success for his group is not the way to go anymore. So he was encouraging us or his peers to reinvent the wheel to lead to the road of success.
All right. And listen, we got our first call on the line right now. Call number one, you're live right now with Merc City in your area. You know what I'm saying? Right here on these stations.
Wow, man. You know, I haven't got enough. I haven't listened to this gentleman enough. Wow. You know, I'm an old school 90s style rapper, man, and I'm going to be honest with you. I used to love hip hop a lot more before she went pop. But that dude there is nice, man. Can I say something to the youth right quick, man, if you don't mind? Any inspiring rapper out there, man, especially for y'all young brothers, man. You know, y'all are beautiful. You know, y'all are our sons, man, you know. And there was a time, man, you know, I mean, trust me, it's a male thing, man. We can, instead of being envious, learn to be a fan of the art, man. If you're a fan of the art and you are able to respect yourself and you're good on your own, become a fan of the music. If you become the fan of others around you, then you can respect that the gift and the creativity that they're adding to the game, man. Who added in, you know, you gotta be shoot 'em up, bang bang, man, in order for to be successful. And you know, it takes a wicked industry, man, to even pay millions and millions of dollars to keep exploiting the demise of a people, man. You know, and a lot of times, from what I'm hearing, the average age of a rapper and a CEO, Hall of Famer, DJ Olasky, you a mathematician. Is it me or the average lifespan of a rapper that's in that life like that don't make it past 25 on an average?
Actually, it's 21 now. It's actually 21.
Wow. Wow, that's I'm sorry.
If you look at, not to cut you off since you brought me into the equation, I've analyzed this and studied it, and you know, Big Will and I talk about it all the time, and I've loved that you said that. It's because, you know, the generations become weaker. This is only an art form. You know, this is entertainment. Okay? Yes, the streets are raw. Just like Huni Bakatun comes on and gives you the raw in his teaching. You know what I'm saying? Or Sister Bessie does. You know what I'm saying? Letting you know what's going down, you know, in the world. You know, and their attitudes are plush and forceful. Well, the language of the youth, you know, is what the youth is. I remember Huni Bakatun, since you talk about the 80s and the 90s. Let's be honest. You know, we came up in a generation, man, that the old heads weren't trying to hear none of that, okay? It wasn't funk or Motown or disco. They were dismissing us. Do you remember those days? Yes or no?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, so every generation is different, you know, and, you know, turn that bippity-boppity-boop stuff. Oh, I don't want to hear it. Not in my car. I'm like, man, this guy over here tripping. You know what I'm saying? And, of course, at that time, you know, for the time that I was set, there was a lot of censorship. You know, shout out to Two Live Crew. You know, we know when Luther Campbell did that in Miami, taking it all to the Supreme Court and saying, oh, wait a minute, this is an art form. You can't tell me I can't say this. I can't say this in Iran. And so, all you know, Two Live Crew, you know, was the ones that stood up for all of us to be able to be artistic. You know, coming straight out of NAMM, right? So it's a lot, you know, with, you know, of course, with the new generation and how things are, things change. And definitely the culture changes. You know, a lot of things that the kids are doing, you know, I'm a DJ. I play the music. I'm not going out here dressed in blouses. I'm not wearing my pants so tight I can't breathe. That's not what I'm doing, okay? I stay in my lane. I'm 50 years old. I'm fly as shit. But however, I don't have to adapt to others. I just play the music and the art form. So I definitely understand, you know, what these kids are talking about because I stay in my ear into the street. You know, I'm not no square. You know, it's not square business with me. You know what I mean? I know what's going on. I stay hip to the young folk. And if I don't know something, I ask. So that's why I can talk the language. Hey, Will, you know me every day, man. I talk trap better than most trap boys that's 18 and 19, don't I?
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? I have to know how to communicate. The rap industry, you know, I don't want to go from telling the truth. Just like Melly Mel did his thing with White Lines, with Don't Push Me Too Close to the Edge. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So the message, okay? For his time, that was very, very abrasive and legendary. You know what I'm saying? Like, whoa, what's he talking about? He was talking about what's going on in the street. You know, a child was born with no state of mind. He was blind to the ways of mankind, right? So now we got a lot of kids the same way, Brother Huni Bakatun. They're blind to the ways of mankind. So master teachers like you always going to step up to the bat and say how you feel and how you can teach, man. I appreciate your call.
Hey, no doubt, no doubt. And it just amazed me. Yeah, you know, during the golden age, you know, the 90s, man. Let's peep the lyrics back in the day, man. This is like with me. When I went in the studio in 1991 and did my first demo, check it out. It's on the archives, y'all. And I went in the studio, man, and we was lit. It was the style, man. You know, who had the, you know, the fat shoelaces, man. You know, the whole vibe was nothing during that era that would make us put on a record, man, and make us want to get out and kill each other. You know, I'm just being real with you. You get what I'm saying? And for some reason, it went from a warm form of entertainment, man, and then they took it off a record and then try to reenact that in real life, man. And it's time for the young youth out there, man, to come up out of that, man. You know, it's different.
Hold on. I'm sorry. This should be a regeneration of, you know, and a revolution of the art to where we can take hold of it again. And I agree with that, honey. I definitely agree with that. Yes, tell the story of what's going on in the streets. But to the point where one day, right, we won't have to tell that story anymore. How about that? You know, like, yeah, it's going on. And say what's going on, young folk. But you have the power to change it back to where it's positive. And we get a chance to go back into a party music and being able to do lyric. But, you know, Brother Honey, I'm going to tell you this right now, and I'm going to be real with you. That's utopian in thought. Because I have a strange feeling, man, that we must continue the vanguard and be able to preserve the culture that I try to do on a constant basis every day since we check. But we got to do a better job in community, man, to try to awaken these young people to another style, man, to another way of life. And that's the motivation that I have as a DJ. But however, I'm going to play the music in the street. So thanks, brother. I appreciate your call. All right, he's gone. All right, guys, let's go back into this music right here. And, of course, you know, another California anthem. You see this.
Look at my car. Look at my grill. Look like a star. Look at my life. Came up, nigga. We came so far. You see it.
Crenshaw.
Hey. You see it, nigga.
Y'all ready? Hey.
Look at my car. Look at my grill. Look like a star. Look at my life. Came up, nigga. We came so far. You see it.
Hey.
You see it, nigga. Look at my wrist, look at my waist. Niggas is fake. Number one reason we'll never relate. Me, I can cake. And I don't speak for them niggas that can't. Hustle the great. Setting up shop or running in banks. Fuck it if you think. I was slow then, fuck it you said. Niggas was playing. Me, I just went from a bucket to bins. Up in the pen. Where they predicted I'd be up in 10. Humble begins. But now I stunt so hard it don't make no sense. Like in Japan, they pay me in cash, convert it to yen. Bitch, I'm the man, bitch, I'm the man, bitch, I'm the man. Go get your friend, I fucked you already, can't fuck you again. Bitch, I'm the man, bitch, I'm the man, I say it again. Pay me in cash, fly to Japan and convert it to yen. BBC stores, we shutting them down, it's just how we is. That's just how we live, your brain through the 20s and 50s we spend. The hundreds we stack, to re-up the sack and do it again. Look at my car, look at my grill, look like a star. Look at my life, came up, nigga, we came so far. You see it? Hey, you see it, nigga? Hey, look at my car, look at my grill, look like a star. Look at my life, came up, nigga, we came so far. You see it? Look at my steak, now look at my plate. Everything custom, sitting on chrome, yeah, that's my face. Look at my pace, marathon life, now look at my race. Look at where I started, look at my steak, gotta look at my way. What could you say? If it ain't salute, I gotta look it like hate. Looking like why? Some things in life you just can't debate. You just can't relate. Never drove cars from state to state with a trunk full of pounds and a 38. And I gotta get it type urgency, nah. Top third degree, 10 toes in it like a pair of sneaks. Turf tricky, need a pair of cleats. Still I stay down and emerge the beach. Out of town, out of work for a week. And the young niggas splurge in peace. We fucking up Lenny's, just me and my niggas. We ballin' like Nino and G. Was driving my Riga with heat. Capron had kilos for cheap. Was rolling, but niggas was deep. The block was congested, my legal release. Was rapping and that was so sweet. They actually bowed at my feet. The women around me is freaks. The money is long, my power is deep. Look at my car. Look at my grill, look like a star. Look at my life. Came up, nigga, we came so far. You see it? Hey, you see it, nigga? Hey. Look at my car. Look at my grill, look like a star. Look at my life. Came up, nigga, we came so far. You see it? Hey. You see it, nigga? Hey.
Welcome to thatpiff.com.
Listen, y'all, of course, you know, that's another California anthem right there, you know what I'm saying? You see it, you know what I'm saying? You know, SoCal in the house, y'all. I mean, you know, I know I'm getting a lot of chats like, man, you moving us from SoCal. Listen, you know, SoCal's always been in my heart, and you know, you guys know, it's a business move, man. We in a COVID pandemic, man. I got to be close to my business. So, you know, I love y'all, man, out there. Now, I'm going to be back in Long Beach, man. We ain't in the hot zone no more, you know what I'm saying? I will be back. I shall be returned. Okay. But no, the business will stay in Roslyn, though. Anyway, Will Holmes, you see us, man. Talk about that song.
I actually got a story to tell about that song. It was in 2014. Me and my family went out to, what's it, Howard Theater in D.C. We went to Howard Theater, saw Nipsey Hussle live in concert. And that was the first song he opened up with. And you know, he did it twice. It was a nice time. It was a very fun time, you know. And it was probably one of the best days of my life because I was at the show. You know, I got to interact and you know, he put the mic to the crowd and we was yelling the words back and stuff like that. And I love that record. I love the mixtape as a whole. Crenshaw, first of all, I love the mixtape Crenshaw as a whole. But I love that record.
My favorite.
But that was the first song. That was the first song that he performed at the show. And I also love the fact that Jay-Z showed so much love by buying 100 copies of that John. And they're saying Jay-Z a real one for that, you know, because he didn't have to, but he did.
Wow. Wow. Listen, I'm going to talk about, you know, before I let Sharice come on about that, as you see us. In this broadcasting world, you know what I'm saying? You know, I don't worry about other networks because they don't matter. Only thing matters is O&E. But when you stay diligent and you stay to the grind, you work hard, you know what I mean? You do right by the people that work with you and for you. Then other folks be like, damn, you see us. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see us. So every night, man, we get on here, man, diligently, man. Never miss the show, man. And 2,694 episodes. That's going all the way back to February 4th, 2013, y'all. Sharice Lee, you see us.
Yes.
Gonna be. You see us. You see us. Listen, hey. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter to me. O&E is the best you see. I got Sharice Lee. You see us. Yeah. You see us. Talk about that song right there.
Well, that was a very encouraging piece of art, is what music is. Music is art. He basically, from what I could hear, he was speaking on the things that he has tangibly right now. And because of the things that he tangibly has, it was because, you know, he achieved a lot and he came out of a struggling community. Now he's giving positive affirmations about himself, which we should always do. We should always, you know, speak things into existence about ourselves. Like, he's saying basically that he's a 10, and now that he has it all, and he is proud of all of his accomplishments. Very encouraging song.
Listen, y'all, people that's raising their hand right there, press one. We're going to bring you on next, man. This song really moved me, man. Right hand to God, y'all. Let's get it.
Illegal, just like Pesci and Casino. Get J.S. off the P-Roll. Watch and blow up like C4. I rose from a Regal, Aurora's and Lincoln's. Blow pros on our penis, the German dropped out 2-seaters. Was young and prestigious, phone was matching my beeper. How the fuck you gon' reach him? He making more than his teachers. Moving forward with speed, all your morals to leave. Only focus is cheese, now the forest is trees. Got infected with greed, destroy what you see. Your worst nightmare to need, justify your means. Hold up.
Saying, New York City in your area. You know what time it is. It's your boy, Honeybee Olasky, with the, you know, the wonderful, pretty Killer Bee, Cherise Lee, and now Big Will Holmes. Big Will, talk about that, man. I put my right hand to God, bruh.
Well, I'm just going to say this. The second verse is my favorite verse, man. I just, like, I felt the second verse more, you know? And, The whole song cool, but I really like the second verse. You know, I put my right hand to Jesus. I fly like an eagle. I fight with these demons. I shine light on my people. I like that bar right there. I just like that bar right there is crazy to me.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, the things he did for Southern California. Yeah, the things he did for Southern California, man. You know, opened up jobs for people, man. He employed over, raised the Cherise Lee, over 500 people in one community. He owned the mall. And it's not no regular little strip mall. This was a shopping mall, okay, in the district, in the Crenshaw, Baldwin Hills district. He employed 500 or more people. And they all, you know, when Nipsey was killed, you know, all those folks lost their jobs, man. You know,
wow.
I mean, you know, it's like, you know, you're looking at those people going home to their families and someone is, you know, working for an entrepreneur that's giving back, you know, with his artistry and then, you know, making business. He's washing the neighborhood now. Like JC talked about in the album, you know, in 444, right? You know, just talk about, you know, I did bad things. You know what, though? There's redemption. You know what I'm saying? You know, me being an ex-gangbanger, okay? You know, Hoonie Bacatoon being a person in the street like that. You know what I mean? We know we brothers from the streets. You know what I'm saying? And to wash, I wash it back every day by allowing the opportunity for people on the radio. You know, allowing opportunity for us to be able to project, you know, our honesty to millions of people around the world. So I'm washing back every day. What Nipsey did, man, he washed back, man. And, man, it came out of pure gold. Cherise Lee, your opinion on My Right Hand to God. And then we'll take our calls.
But I enjoyed that song. It was a nice, you know, it was a nice song. But when I hear the music in the background, the music that was playing sounded like a music that a champion would play, like before a boxing match or karate or whatever, like a champion. So when I hear the music, I know that it's going to be, you know, something referencing him as being a champion. So, well, he promised and he pledged with his right hand to God. So he pledged because whenever you use your right hand, like for instance, you're pledging to the flag or whatever, you use your right hand and you put it over your heart. So he's making a pledge and a promise to God that and by him doing so, he's staying dedicated. And he's letting us know that he does not have a lot of people in his circle. And he's also going to fly like an eagle, whereas we know eagles, they only fly alone because they fly so high. And also, the only way that an eagle will come in contact with the is he's flying with another bird. It has to be an eagle, or he just flies alone. So either he's going to fly with other eagles, or he's going to fly by himself. But he's going to achieve this. And he's giving his right hand to God, which means he promises.
Well, that was a good analogy right there. Man, Cherise, you acting up tonight. Man, she's acting up tonight. Caller number two on the line right now. You're on the line right now with your boy, Honeybee Olasky. You're going to tie with this. Merc City.
Hey, how are you all tonight? It's just the girl.
How you doing, Chinchilla? What's happening?
Doing good. Hey, Sharice, how are you, sweetie?
Hey, I'm well.
That's good.
Thanks for calling.
Happy New Year. Oh, you're welcome. Happy New Year. Thanks. All right, so that's okay. So Nipsey Hussle, so y'all doing a tribute to him tonight, huh?
Yeah, you hear it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's great. And I just want to say a little bit about him. I don't know if y'all knew or not, but like last year in November, I think it was like November 17th, because I think it was my niece's birthday. They had vandalized his mall there, and they had vandalized his store and all of the stores that are in that same strip mall that he purchased, and you know, which is really a shame. And but here's the thing, since he was such a wonderful person in his community and he did so much for the community and tried to, you know, bring about positive change in that community, people got together and they swept up that whole mall, all the broken glass from the doors and windows that were broken. They swept all that up and everything. And but now the mall is still closed right now, though, and hopefully it will reopen because he did a good thing there. And they were supposed to build a tower there for him called Nipsey Hussle Towers. And so I don't know where that is in the phase of development or if that's still going to happen or not. Hopefully those that looked up to him and, you know, those he mentored and the people that were in his small circle, hopefully they will keep that going to, you know, to keep his memory and legacy alive. It should be more rappers like him out there today. Because a lot of the rappers today, you know, all they're really rapping about is drug, sex, violence, and, you know, this bitch, ho, this, and, you know, and all of this. And, you know, his rap, although I didn't listen to a lot of his rap because I'm not really into rap like that, but he tried to bring a positive message in his own way and, you know, tried to show the young people in the communities there that, you know, they can do something different with their lives. And, you know, he did all kinds of stuff that really people don't even really know half of the stuff that he actually did for those communities and the youth in those communities with the mentoring them and, you know, doing other stuff. I heard you mention the jobs. Yeah, he provided jobs and all for them because he brought that whole mall. It was probably like about 10 to 12 stores there. And, you know, and he was going to do some great things. And, you know, it's just unfortunate that his life was taken. And I know y'all, I don't know if y'all talked about that or not, you know, but they, you know, accused a black guy of taking his life. And
We don't want to get into that detail. We don't want to talk about that. We don't want to glorify that guy. We just want to celebrate Nipsey.
Oh, okay. All right. Y'all just want to celebrate him. Okay. Yeah. So that's good that y'all are celebrating him tonight. And keep it up. Yep. That's right. Celebrate our people, and you know, because
we don't want to even bring up the person that. Right, we don't want to talk about the person that talked, you know, that you know, because, you know, he doesn't matter and he's gonna be dealt with. But the greatest thing about what you said the great thing you said tonight was, you know, I know you're a newscaster, you can talk a country mile, so you know I love you, but the greatest thing you said tonight was about the community stepping up to the bat. You know what I'm saying? And even though the mall was not really functioning the way it should. And it's really a disgrace, and I'm going to, you know, get back to the show, but it really was a disgrace to our people, you know, to know that that was the situation. And there were stores there still, you know, functioning and thriving. But there's a mental sickness within, you know, within ourselves to be able to say, wow, why would you – that's what really – well, who are you about to tune up? And thank you, Chinchilla, for calling, and I love you. You know, it's funny that, you know, Chinchilla brought that up because you have black businesses thriving in all different communities, whether it's Cleveland, whether it's – Houston, right, guys? And back in the day, it was a no-no for breaking into Soul Brothers businesses. So there's a sickness there. There's a sickness. It ain't got nothing to do with rap music either. You know what I mean? It ain't got nothing, because I told you that rap music talks about the times you were in. Yeah, every generation talks about the times they're in. That's the freedom of speech. That's what R&B is about. But there's a deeper sickness within the home, guys. You know what I'm saying? There's a deeper sickness where the parents don't want to be parents. You know, there's a deeper sickness where, you know, fathers don't want to be fathers to step up and be men and take care of their daughters and sons. There's a deeper sickness that, you know, women don't want to, you know, be there for their men, and men don't want to honor and respect the women. And then, you know, other people thrive around us, and all we're doing is killing each other on a constant basis. You know, you got your Citizen Act all going back and forth all the time, talking about what murder was around the corner, this corner, that corner, that corner, to make you even scared to go to the neighborhood store. So now we know, you know, I hear a lot of people talk about this person, that person did this, this, that. No, we're doing it to each other. Okay, yeah, you know, there's a set rate, and there's a plan, a master, you know, plan for gentrification to wipe us out of our own communities. But who's allowing it? We don't take the time to love our children enough to even want to even die for our kids. No, I'm not gonna allow my kid to go out there and get caught up. No, I'm gonna look after someone else's child. Yes, I'm gonna be able to talk to them and try to mentor them. But you know, sometimes you know, and I hate to say this, but you know, I say what I want because I don't bite my tongue. Black folks are cowards. The old heads are cowards. We talk a lot of game. We talk a lot of game. Now, only Dynasty talks the truth, and we out there doing our thing. But I'm talking about other folks. We all that. But we talk a lot of game. Will, you know, Will Holmes and Sharice Lee, Honey Bee, you know, Killer Bee. You know, we talk about this all the time, but no one's performing actions. And that's the problem. You know, there got to be a rising of the sun. You know, Nipsey tried to get back into his community. You know, that's what Merc City is all about tonight. Nipsey tried to get back, you know, and he was subsequently, you know, killed for that action. You know, the coward, you know what I mean? You know, I wouldn't mention his name if someone sold me up. If someone sold my asshole up and I couldn't shit again, I wouldn't mention his name. And it's crazy because it's nuts to me, you know what I mean? And, you know, we got to do better. You know, we're cowards, you old head cowards. Now transcript that. If you have any questions or comments to my comments, you know, whatever, to this outstanding show, you can email me, please, all the million of you, oladeli.goosebumpmy.com. I'll take it. I will respond to it, because nine times ten, if you're responding to me, you're a coward. Because the ones that's going to respond, you know, I don't want your response if you're going to do the right thing. Only cowards respond to me. So, you know, ante up. But we need to do a better job in our families. How you going to tell me? How you gonna tell me anything when your home ain't right? Your house is laundry day every day, all day. I got stuff over trash and laundry to get to another room. Your kids are not fed. How are you looking good, you know what I'm saying, and Louis Vuitton, Dolce & Gabbana, and your kids look like you just got them from adoption. But they're your child biologically. There's some mental illness within the black community. Yes, we've been oppressed. But you know what, though? We've been saying that song for a long time. Yeah, I understand we've been oppressed for so many different years. Okay, but this is the year 2021. Okay, you know what? Someone knock you in your jaw, you will get up and fight, or you're going to lay there. We got to get tired of, you know, getting knocked in our jaw and just laying there, yo. Yes, we know the system is against us. But we're some strong people, man, that defied the system, and it went for those strong people that lost their lives, that knew at that time it was like 364 years of oppression, okay? But they stood up and said, you know what, I'd rather die at my feet than be begging on my knees. And that's the situation with our people, you know, the so-called, you know, people born, black people born in America, but we call so many different things. I'm just going to keep it black. You know, I know I didn't mean to make this an editorial, but I'm fired up, and I'm fired up. Okay? Yes, we know the history of oppression. Yes, we know all that. That's why we have teachers like Huni Bakatu and Sister Bessie trying to get you out there, that doldrum. But you know what, though? After a while, man, John the Baptist goes away for the wilderness. What you going to do then? There's teachers here. You know what I mean? They're here trying to get you to another level, but what are we going to do when they leave? Somebody else got to step up to the bat. Somebody else got to be great. You know what I'm saying? You know, we're the most, you know, petty people when it comes out to each other. We're jealous of each other. We're going to kill each other. You know, you mad because I pulled up with the Cadillac. I'm going to tell people in a minute. If you have what you have, please don't allow anybody that has less come in your house. I know it sounds crazy, but you got to do that because you don't know. The envy, oh, he got this, he got that, she got this, she got that. No, you can't come in. Where you living? I'm good. I'll meet you over there. You know what I mean? This is my facts. and that's my bicentennial overload minute that turned into like 25 minutes. But Sharice Lee, I'm not sorry, if I go to Sharice Lee, Big Will, what you think about what I said, man? You know, everybody making excuses, but they're not doing nothing.
Man, I feel like you told the truth. You ain't lying about nothing you said. Everything you said was facts.
Thank you, brother.
No.
Sharice Lee?
Yeah.
I agree. Great, well. No, do you want to say any more? I don't want to cut across you.
No, I'll send it.
Okay, good. Sharice Lee, go ahead, Taylor B.
I do agree with what you said, but that is behind us. So, like, 2020, as Brother Huni Bakatun would say, is the year of perfect vision because 2020 is a whole and 2020 means that you can see clearly. So now that we can see, now moving forward in 2021, now it's time to make a change.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. We cannot make excuses. We can't make excuses anymore. You have to provide and protect your women, your babies, total family. There's no reason why your mother should be in an old folks' home, like they used to say back in the day. You know, back in the day, Sharice, we took care of our own. And we don't even know how to take care of our children now. So I would say to you, again, I'll use the but to you. However, but we need to do a better job. And I don't always come off, you know, I remember when Chinchilla Jonesia said on her first ever show, she said, you know, black folks are lazy. And people are like, what the hell? You put her hiring her? She going to say, you mad, you big mad because she said what she said. If you're not lazy, she wasn't talking about you. If you're not taking care of your family, I was talking about you. If you're not providing for the community, oh, I damn sure was talking about you. If you out here, you know, disrespecting your parents and killing people in the street and we got to have the numbers to fill up the police, you know, the prison industrial complex, yeah, I was talking about you. So, and I approve my message. So thank you, Sharice. I love what you just said. Now, of course, we're going to, you know, about to wrap up this show. One more can I say that thank you guys for being so diligent tonight. You know, a lot of folks called in. You know, I saw a lot of folks, you know, that pressed one to get a chance to get on. You know, we want to thank you, man. We got another, you know, another 3 to 4 weeks to be back on. You never know. You know what I mean? Mercy can be in your area for situations. But, you know, we really are thankful tonight of what we have accomplished. Being able to celebrate the life and the legacy, you know, of, you know, the one and only Nipsey Hussle. And Sharice Lee, any comments while I give it to Will, Will Holmes?
Well, I enjoyed this show this evening. I never really took the time to listen to Brother Nipsey Hussle, and I'm glad that I was a part of this show because I learned a lot. And he was a very powerful young man, and his music was very, very, very inspirational. And I believe, like, I'm going to start playing Nipsey Hussle when I'm with my children because I never, like I said, I never listened to it, and I enjoyed it. It's very positive and motivating, and it teaches us that we can become something when we're living around amongst, you know, negative things and, like, bad environments. You can still make it to the top.
Big Will Holmes, man. I like your style, bro. You might want to come back to Merc City more often, man. Like I said at the beginning of the show, man, you know, we got so much hip-hop, man, and you have a lot of insight. Right, Sharice? He got a lot of insight, man.
Yes, he does. He did very well. I enjoyed him.
Yes, indeed. Yes, you know, you feel. I'm surrounded by Leos, y'all, so I don't know what's going on with that. Anyway, Big Will Holmes, man, final thoughts, man, before I go into my go-to time.
Man, all I got to say is I enjoyed the show. And you already know, man, all you got to do is ask, and I'll be on.
All right, there you go, guys. Diligence. Man, you know what I mean? Right. That's O&E Dynasty is fantastic. And, of course, tomorrow night, right here on these O&E stations, we come back over with Sister Bessie the Truth. You already know what time it is. The Front Porch Show. Yes, indeed. 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on these O&E stations. And, of course, Family Nation and Damon Network, you know what I mean? We want to thank all the folks that support us on a constant basis. We want to thank all the folks that, you know, are happy to have us, you know, with our now our offices in, you know, Roslyn, Pennsylvania. We're still broadcasting out of Lagos, Nigeria. Nothing ever changed, but I need to be close to business. So, you know, SoCal, you know, I love you. I love you. I love you. That's all I'm going to say about that. Okay, Damon Network is advertised on the which is on W and Goes Enterprise Research, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as and Goes the Prime Time One at Damon.com. We're in Goes the Time, both for Twitter and Instagram, or Delhi and Goes the Paris and Google Plus, or Delhi and Malay, we're going to see Facebook, as well as our business page, the Merch City Hip Hop page, as well as the historic, determined, and motivated online now network established 2016. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Oh, lay, that and goes for my and gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer on the Dudley Malay Wingosi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there on Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. Now, this show is usually on Family Nation, but I wanted to do something different tonight, and I broadcast it on Damon Network. So don't get confused. I know you saw the video. Calm down. I'm all that. I'm a genius. So, of course, tonight we end the last part of our show with one of the final songs of his career right before he passed away. Victory lap, y'all. Good night. And see you tomorrow night on the front porch.
I'm prolific, so gifted. I'm the type that's gonna go get it. No kidding. Breaking down a switch in front of your building. Sitting on the steps, feeling no feelings. Last night it was a cold chillin'. You gotta keep the devil in his hole, nigga. But you know how it go, nigga. I'm front line every time it's on, nigga. 100 proof flow, running shoot pro. 458 drop, playing bulletproof soul. Every few shows, I just buy some new gold. Circle got smaller, everybody can't go. Downtown Diamond District, jewelers like yo. Hustle, holla at me, I got Cubans on the low. Through the Cancun, smoking Cubans on the boat. Then dock that Tulum just to smoke. Look, listening to music at the Mayan ruins. True devotion on the bluest ocean. Cruise, my cultural influence, even revolution. I'm integrated vertically, y'all niggas blew it. They tell me hustle, dumb it down, you might confuse them. It's like that weirdo rap you motherfuckers choose to. I'm a urban legend, South Central in a certain section. Can't express how I curb detection. Justice, evidence of a divine presence. Blessing, held me down at times I seem reckless. Effort, got an L but got an E for effort. Stretched me, dropped him off in the Mojave Desert. Then left me, ain't no answer to these trick questions. Money making nips, straighten out my jewelry on my bench dresser. Well known, flick up in jail clothes. Snatch a champagne bottle from Rico's till T-shirts. Whatever, nigga, playing chess, not checkers, nigga. 38 special for you clever niggas. See, bro, you ain't living down by the street code. Been through all these motions up and down like a seesaw. I can never view you as my equal. Fuck, I wanna hear your CD phone. I'm finna take it there. This time around, I'ma make it clear. Spoke some things into the universe and they appear. I say it's worth it, I won't say it's fair. Find your purpose or you wasting air. Fuck it though, y'all niggas scared. Eyes open, I can see it clear. They don't make them bar none, they don't make them real. They don't make it where I'm from, they don't take it here. They ain't seeing due time, I be making meals. Bossed up in this game, I've been making deals. Get your lawyer on the phone, we can make it real. I got checks and balance, I flex dramatic. Other 50 on my neck, it's my reckless habit.
no pussy on my rap, disrespect is savage. I make one phone call and the rest get handled. It's just another front step with candles. No message from the set, we accept your challenge.